وفاء في المعمل لسلاح معاشرة فقه شرينة طريقة مجموعة مدني مذاكرة
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Maktabat al-Madinah's booklet, Blessings of Salat and Salam. On its page number 3, the following saying of the Holy Prophet, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been mentioned. Whoever recites Salat upon me once, Allah Almighty sends 10 mercies upon him, forgives 10 sins, and elevates his rank by 10 times. Sallu ala al-Habib! Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Madani Muzakara is being conducted. Please ask questions. It's not necessary that I reply to every question and that too correctly. If possible, I'll try to reply. Correct me straight away if you find me making mistake. You won't find me beating around the bush or sticking to my opinion unnecessarily. Rather, you'll find me correcting myself whilst being grateful to you. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد.
My name is Muhammad Soban Raza Atari. I'm calling from Babul Madina, Karachi. Beloved Murshid, if someone has birds at home, what precautions should he take? Jazakallahu khaira.
وإياكم. Whether birds fly into home or they're kept as pets. As you see, some houses are such in which birds fly into. And for those who keep them as pets, should ensure that they feed it properly every day, give them water and whatever food they take. There should be no shortage in it. It is stated that one shall feed them 70 times with food, water, etc. Basically, it shall be fed so many times that it keeps eating, and it shall not face any shortage. If it does face shortage, then it can't plead, and you have kept it under your control. Besides this, it shall not be put into a cage with such animals or birds that become a means of trouble and harm to him, and he is tortured by them. For example, if chickens are locked up together, then they beat one another. And at times a big rooster beats the hens and small roosters so much that they get injured. Then it keeps beating over that wound. It's been experienced. Similarly, all those kinds of animals that fight with one another if tied together, it's necessary to keep them separate. Otherwise, the stronger one overtakes the weaker one and beats the poor animal. And perhaps people use it as entertainment, but we have to try to keep people away from this as well, as per our power. والله تعالى أعلم ورسوله أعلم عز وجل وصلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Similarly, if there is a rope or a chain, then it shall not be tied up so tightly that hurts the animal. Similarly, do not tie it up with any such thing that keeps pricking it. Now, there are many people who ride a donkey cart. So where they strap the donkey from normally gets wounded or wound him themselves. And then a metal tin that is perhaps filled up with stones from which a donkey maybe gets scared and runs. So they strike that tin on that wound, because of which the donkey jumps. So this might be enjoyable for these people when he jumps, but obviously he's jumping out of pain. So they will regret all these actions on the day of judgment. There'll be no excuse whatsoever. So whether it is a donkey or whichever animal, this practice should be avoided. People also keep fish. They will need to be fed properly as well. They shall not be kept hungry. At times, I really feel pity for these fish, as they are kept inside a glass aquarium, and the glass is transparent just like water. And These fish are normally used to swim freely, and now they're trapped inside a cage, just for our own joy. Now when these captured fish swim inside the aquarium, then I've seen many times that the mouth of these fish bangs into the glass wall. Because of it, they bounce back. Now, who will they plead to? So, the animal one keeps as a pet for his own joy shall not be made to face troubles. Keeping fish is allowed. I'm not saying it's not allowed, but I anyhow feel pity for them, that the poor fish are locked up. It's in trouble. Anyhow, it will have to be fed properly.
Wallahu ta'ala a'lamu wa rasooluhu a'lam. Azza wa jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد.
يا سيدي, when any animal is hurt or harmed, treated or dealt in an inappropriate way, it seems that a normal perception of common people is that the animal does not feel the pain. I mean, for example, when you hit animal on his back, occasions like Eid, when funfairs are held and animals are brought, owners of those animals, they hit those animals with sticks. Such practices are still seen at some places. With donkey or horse carriage riders, they hit the animals with their sticks. And unfortunately, they've got this perception in their mind that it's not going to hurt them. Maybe they think that animals don't feel like humans. It's just a matter of feelings, really. As you just said that, if a donkey has got a wound on his back, a sharp tin container is hit on his back, so that it runs fast for their enjoyment. What a terrible pain would that animal feel, to develop a mentality that animals also feel pain. How is this possible?
They make animals fight. At times, they keep them hungry. They make birds fly and do not let them come down. In short, they use many ways through which they harm the animals. Harming an animal unnecessarily is also a sinful and haram act. And Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Ali Rahma has even said that an oppressed animal's dua is accepted. Some people who face different kind of calamities and problems, who knows, it's because of oppressing an animal. Maybe they oppressed a dog, they oppressed a cat, they oppressed a chicken. So you never know, it might be due to an oppressed animal's dua. The person's facing calamity, his business has collapsed, his children are ill, he himself is also severely ill, enemies are also after him. So this might be due to a person or animal's dua. We oppress humans anyway. So animals also get hurt, even an insect gets hurt. Anything possessing life gets hurt. We should try to realize this. Oppressing an animal compared to oppressing a Muslim is a bigger sin, because a Muslim can take revenge, take legal action. He can complain to the police. He can call people to support him, and it happens as well. Then they quarrel. Now the animal who cannot speak, who is he going to complain to? Firstly, we've kept the poor animal tied up, locked up in a cage, and we'll also keep it hungry and thirsty as well. We make it fight and also beat it ourselves too. What don't we do? We pull and pluck off birds' wings. We do so many things. Small children pick up cats, hold their tails and throw them away. And if you think about it, the child is immature. It is necessary upon us to stop these children from these actions, telling them that, son, you shouldn't do this. Explain him. If he's immature, the cat or the animal should be taken away from him, telling him that no, don't beat it.
Now, after listening to your explanation, if someone has remembered that yes, he had hurt some animal, donkey, horse, cat, dog, etc., he was cruel to them. A mistake has happened. If he has remembered now, what is its compensation?
Repentance. Now, obviously, he can't apologize to the animal. It has no senses at all. He should implore and sincerely repent in Allah's court. His mercy is very vast. I just recalled the parable of Sayyidina Uthman Hari alayhi rahma upon the dua of animals. Imam Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali has written this. He writes that he was a young man from a rich family. He was walking with great awe and dignity, wearing a silk shawl. He was going towards the maktab to study. On his way to the maktab, he saw a donkey that had an injured back, and crows, etc., would pounce on the donkey, scratch him, and fly away. So they were torturing the donkey in this way. So he felt pity for the donkey. So he, alayhi rahmah, took off his silk shawl and placed it over his injured back. The donkey turned around, looked at him, and gave him dua. What dua was it? The donkey just looked at him and gave him dua, and a madani transformation took place in his heart. He lost interest in this world. And then he, alayhi rahmah, excelled immensely in deen, and perhaps emerged as a great scholar and Sufi, that Imam Ghazali has narrated his narrations. So it means that the dua of an animal also has an impact. Allahu Akbar. So be merciful towards animals as well. I also recall an incident of mine that when we used to live in Musa Lane, there would be a donkey in our street. People used to tie their donkeys over there. So this poor donkey was ill. It was so poorly that it could not even get up. He was actually thrown away. People normally throw away such animals so that it dies of hunger and thirst. Now the poor donkey was lying on the ground, and this very side of his head, he would keep scratching it against the ground very hard again and again. So I was probably on my way for my Zuhr Salah from my home to Shaheed Masjid. So when I saw this state of donkey, I really felt pity for him. That he's been thrown away, he's become useless, and now he's in pain as well. So I went home and found an old duvet and brought it for him. So when I took the old duvet to him, he raised his head and I laid it down underneath his head. Then it raised its head and looked at me in this manner. Now Allah knows what exactly he did. Anyhow, I left from there for my salah. So when all this took place, there were also many children there as well. And those children saw this practice of mine. So they must would have been surprised as in what this Maulana is doing. Children don't have that much sense. So one child said to me, Maulana, the donkey has died. Now people living in that area were perhaps from the Maimon caste. So the child said to me in his mother tongue that the donkey has passed away. He's died. Anyhow, we should have pity for all the animals, whether they are goats, donkeys, dogs, cats, etc. We should be kind to all of them. As when we have mercy upon them, their Lord will have mercy upon us. He Almighty is the Lord of everyone, those who can speak, those who can't speak, and even of the fish. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay,
meaning they also feel pain as they would also complain somewhere.
They would plead to Allah Almighty. This is how you do dua against someone, that you request in the court of Allah Almighty for the destruction of the other person.
Meaning these animals are such that they have gone and plead in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Prophet of Allah would not only understand their language but also remove their complaints.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, excellence of Ramadan. Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, increase the expenses that you incur on your households in the month of Ramadan. Spend more on them. Because spending in the month of Ramadan is like spending in the path of Allah Almighty. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Ya Sayyidi, masajid are beautiful. Voice of Adhan is heard from the masajid. We go to offer salah when Adhan is called out. Ya Sayyidi, shall we not talk while Adhan is being called out? Can Adhan be called out for other than salah as well?
MashaAllah. One shall not talk when Adhan is going on. In Bahari Shariat, it's stated, the one who talks during Adhan, there is a risk of him facing a bad end. Unfortunately, people keep talking during Adhan as well. They keep talking and go about their activities as they do normally. Once Adhan's called out, there should be only one thing, Salah. However, if one's getting ready for Salah, performing ablution, going towards the masjid, or doing anything linked to Salah, then it's fine. Anything else should be abandoned, and reply of Azan shall be given. One shouldn't talk. Nevertheless, replying to the first Azan is sufficient. There is no harm if he doesn't reply to the second Azan. If he replies to all of them, it's even better. This is also a type of Zikr of Allah. And Azan can be called out on other occasions as well. In fact, sometimes it is preferable. For example, there's a booklet called Blessings of Azan, which has been published by Maktabatul Madina. On its page number 14, it states 11 Mustahab occasions for calling out Azan. Mustahab meaning preferable. Number 1. To an infant, a grieved, distressed person. Number 3. Epileptic patients, which common people normally refer to with so many other names. It's epilepsy. Number 4. To someone who is furious and a grumpy person. 5. In the ears of irritating animals, Azan should be called out to them. Number 6. During the severity of fighting. Number 7. Eruption of fire, i.e. in case fire breaks out, then Azan shall be called out. Number 8. After the burial of the dead body. Number 9. Azan shall be called out at the time of a jinn's defiance. So Azan shall be given at that time as well. Number 10. If one forgets the way in jungle and no one's there to guide, then. Number 11. During the period of an epidemic, i.e. when it spreads out. So it's also mustahab to call out Azan even in the time of epidemic. So calling out Azan on these 11 occasions is mustahab. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Especially in the month of Ramadan, at home, when Islamic sisters are cooking to make iftar, and during that Azan of Asr starts, and time is also very close for iftar. Now if they hear the Azan, do they have to stop everything and reply the Azan? And the second part of the question is, if the Azan of Maghrib is called, normally that is the time when people are sitting on dining mat, but these Islamic sisters, they have to serve and do other things as well. Now, what sort of cooperation the family should do with these women if they are eager to reply Azan and want to attain the rewards, as they have been promised in Hadith, for 100,000 good deeds against every kalima of Azan? Please guide in this regard.
The word kalima, they will take as kalima tayyiba. I'm telling you, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Now what I just said are two kalimat. So kalima here refers to words. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar is second kalima. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah is the third word. So like this, on every word, there are 100,000 good deeds. 1,000 ranks get elevated and 1,000 sins get forgiven. And it's double for men. But we are very lazy, as there is so much reward if we pay attention for only 1 or 2 minutes. We can end up reaping a lot of virtuous deeds, but it seems as if we don't need it.
There are 15 words.
15 in Azan.
And in Fajr are 17.
17 in Fajr, and same in Iqamat as well. Iqamat has the same excellence. The Azan that is called out before the Jama'at is called Iqamat, in which Qad Qamat Salah is proclaimed. There is so much reward, but we do not care at all. And even if Azan started whilst cooking, then there's no harm in stop cooking for 1 or 2 minutes. It wouldn't cause any harm. However, if there's a risk of harm, such as food will be burnt, then lower the gas of the stove, turn it off. This is a separate issue. Don't let food get burnt just to reply to Azan. As in, let it get burnt, let the milk boil and overflow. Now this would become impermissible, as it's necessary to avoid loss in case one is capable of avoiding it, rather than just sitting silently and replying to Azan. So turning off stove or taking off milk or food off the stove whilst replying to Azan is permissible. I did not say that one becomes sinful if he speaks during Azan is called out. I didn't call it impermissible either. Scholars have different opinions on this. Every Sharia states that there is a risk of a bad end if one speaks during Adhan. So this is an extremely heart-trembling Madani pearl. We should fear. Only a fearful person will succeed.
So we should cooperate in Maghrib Salah too.
By all means. However, in case one has started his iftar or has started eating his meal, then there is no harm in carrying out eating during Adhan is called out. Now Adhan's called out. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and you opened your fast. This is allowed. It's not a sin. Now one has opened up his fast and swallowed the morsel. His fast's opened. Now if he stops eating and replies to Adhan, then inshallah he'll earn reward. He'll eventually be rewarded. However, if the nafs does not desire this and compels him to eat and he does eat, then he still doesn't become a sinner.
Okay, if a person listens Adhan and he makes his way to masjid, will this be classed as replying Adhan?
Yes, ijabat bil qadam.
Ijabat bil qadam. Islamic sisters should also reply Adhan. And we should reply together. Now imagine if complete family is replying the Adhan and 4 or 5 members of the family are replying, subhanallah, millions of good deeds will be received by this family. Question is, the child who has not reached to the age of puberty, will he get the same reward?
A minor's virtuous deed is counted. A sin for him is not counted. So a minor shall also perform a virtuous deed, and a mindset should be given to him to perform the zikr of Allah, like Allah, Allah, Allahu Akbar, even if he replies in his childish voice. So what?
Well, if elders of the family will act upon, then definitely children will follow them.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
My name is Dr. Abdul Qadir Abbas. It is said in our society that our daughters cannot wear blue color dresses. It is considered to be a bad omen. I wanted to ask whether it is true or not.
Ill omen is not permissible in Islam. A woman can wear blue color. No problem. There is no harm in it. A woman can wear blue dress. She can adorn herself through permissible means within her own home. And if she does so for her husband, then it's a means of reward for her within 4 walls. The problem is that she may stay in a miserable state within the 4 walls. But when she goes outside, she would apply loads of makeup, inviting everyone to gaze at her whilst obeying shaitan. So all these evils that exist in our society should be removed. Adorning oneself just for the husband.
Well, a person would think at home that why should I adorn myself and do makeup at home? Well, these are just family members. There's no need to get ready for them. But our concept is not right. We think that we should get ready and adorn ourselves for others, not for the family members.
I've mentioned the command of Sharia. When a woman leaves her house, then shaitan peeps at her. It's in a hadith. And aurat, the literal meanings of aurat is something to be concealed. And now aurat is not aurat anymore. Now they've become a center of attraction in the markets. Markets are filled with women. You will see them all around. Especially you will see on the weekends and in the evenings that markets, especially in the cities, become lively in Ramadan. They just roam around for the sake of window shopping. They don't have money with them, so they think there's no risk. But remember that an empty purse is also risky, especially if it's a nice purse. Because thieves and pickpockets would also be there. So he'll try to snatch it, thinking something would be in there. And he would be disgraced if it's empty. And if he gets disgraced, then it's possible that he takes a revenge for it. This actually happened to someone. That someone snatched a purse of someone on a motorbike, and when he opened it, he was disgraced. It was empty. He threw away the purse. But throwing it away did not calm him down. So what he did was that he came back, crashed into her, and she fell down and got injured. She was severely wounded. So that's how cruel these people are. So it doesn't matter whether the purse is empty or full. And the woman herself is even more dangerous than the purse itself. As the thief of the purse has 2 legs, whereas woman's thief is shaitan, who can't even be seen. So it's beyond me that why they do this. As these sacred nights are to perform worship, they are to please Allah Almighty. These nights are not to go out for shopping. Women are seen roaming around without any need. They overcrowd the markets. And then to look at them, immodest and shameless men also come and stay in the markets. So these kind of evil practices take place in our society in the sacred nights of the blessed Ramadan. May Allah Almighty enable my daughters to repent sincerely. Abandon going out to the markets. Aurat meaning something to be concealed. Grace of a woman lies in four walls and veil. Even if she has to leave due to a shari'i reason, it should be with simplicity. One shall not be able to tell whether the woman going is young or old. The other person can't distinguish. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
I wanted to ask, the food we eat, can we feed the leftover food to the birds?
Yes, birds should be fed what they eat. Birds do not eat biryani. I've seen people feeding them leftover food on rooftops. It's left there dry. Birds normally don't eat it. Perhaps a chicken would eat this food. So a chicken could be fed. And rice? Perhaps not even any animal would eat rice. They do eat bread. Cows, goats, etc. I've not seen them eating rice. Or if I did, I can't remember. Perhaps chickens do. والله تعالى أعلم ورسوله أعلم عز وجل وصلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد
وفي خدا عشق مصطفى المعمل إصلاح معاشرة فقه شريعة طريقة